Welcome to the documentary from the BBC World Service, where we report the world, however difficult the issue, however hard to reach. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Schon viel über Kryptowährungen gehört, aber noch keinen richtigen Zugang gefunden? Der Einstieg in Kryptowährungen muss nicht kompliziert sein. Mit Xtrackers ETCs kannst du kostengünstig in die Zukunft investieren. Einfach übers klassische Depot. Auf xtrackers.de findest du viel Wissenswertes zu dieser spannenden Anlageklasse. Nimm deine finanzielle Zukunft selbst in die Hand. Schritt für Schritt mit Xtrackers. Investitionen unterliegen Risiken. Dieser Beitrag ist eine Werbemitteilung der DWS International GmbH, Frankfurt.
I'm Gabriel Gatehouse, and from BBC Radio 4, this is Series 2 of The Coming Storm. There's a divide in American politics between those who think democracy is in peril and those who think it's already been subverted, hollowed out from the inside. As America prepares to elect its next president, we go through the looking glass into a world where nothing is as it seems, and the institutions of the state are a facade. Listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
Welcome to the documentary in the studio from the BBC World Service. And this week, I'm following one of the biggest names in the fashion world, Erdem Meraglu, known simply as Erdem. Erdem's designs have been a staple of the red carpet for nearly 20 years. And his clothes have graced everyone from the Princess of Wales to Michelle Obama and Nicole Kidman.
I often spend time by myself trying to figure out where we're going to go. And then there's usually a moment where I present her, they, them, the scenario of what's going to happen next. And it's literally kind of like explaining sometimes like a story or a film and explaining what that character is and who I think they are. And then, you know, once you share that and give that, then things become very interesting.
Strong women have always been at the heart of Erdem's creative process. And most recently, his attention has turned to the late Dowager Duchess of Devonshire, known as Debo. Her gowns and country woman chic not only inspired his last collection, but some of these clothes now form part of an exhibition that he's co-curating, combining some of Debo's favourite things, such as Elvis slippers, with a chicken-pecked skirt.
This tweed suit, which has this kind of wonderful peplum and kind of volume to the hip, and goes into a narrow pencil skirt. And we thought of kind of deconstructing the skirt, like it's almost been pecked away by the chickens that she would feed. So the idea that, you know, it's almost a little bit like Hitchcock and the birds, the idea that this kind of perfect kind of controlled pencil skirt's been completely ravaged.
Born in Canada to a Turkish father and a British mother, Erdem studied fashion at the Royal College of Art in London, and his studio can be found in the east of the city in what used to be an old fabric factory.
So we're in a studio in Whitechapel, which is an old converted loom, so you can see all of the kind of exposed brick, and then the windows kind of go from floor to ceiling because they would have opened up those windows to kind of deliver the fabrics out. So it's funny that we work in a space that was where they at one point created fabrics, but we're just outside my part of the studio, and this is the design team. So you have new textiles being created for the next season. We have knitwear happening over here, and also embroidery swatches. There's also, of course, all of the pattern cutters, so working on creating shapes, whether those shapes are for bespoke clients or for the next show. So we had a 12 fitting yesterday, so you can see 12s everywhere. They're white, but sometimes we actually also make them in the fabric that they'll become. Over here, this is actually my favorite part of the studio. This is the atelier, and over here is a pattern cutting table that we rebuilt from our old studio. But this is where, you know, everything kind of happens. And we're also working on pieces for the next spring-summer show.
After the tour, Erdem takes me into his office. The first thing I notice are shelves full of books.
I tend to go to the library every Tuesday, and that's where I draw and research and figure out what the collection's about, and then I bring it back to the studio and then show everyone, and then we take it from there. I am a member of the London Library in St. James's Square. That's where I go. I love it there. And there's a librarian there that I work with who helps me with research as well. And it's an amazing resource. When I was, I went to college here in London at the Royal College of Art, and I was a shelver, in like a part-time shelver, like when I wasn't in class. And I think it was there that like the seed was planted, my obsession with libraries and books.
As well as the books, the other thing I notice is that the walls are covered not only with mood boards full of his visual ideas, but also oil paintings. So does being surrounded by art inspire his work?
Art's always played a huge role in my process. In this room in particular, I have a collection of portraits of females that are mostly the painter's unknown, which I find kind of really wonderful, and I've collected them over the years. But it's all a kind of visual language. You know, there's something also about each of these portraits. There's so many kind of unknowns. Who is she? Where is she? I love those kind of open-ended questions. And sometimes a collection can almost be a way of answering some of those questions, and in your head creating almost like a film about something.
Erdem now tells me about the woman who inspired his latest collection.
I was always fascinated by Deborah Mitford, the late Dowager Duchess, and also Chatsworth House, which is this extraordinary, beautiful, living, breathing estate that's in Derbyshire. She was known as Debo. She married Andrew Cavendish. They married into the family in 1941. Her and the Duke, Andrew Cavendish, were tasked with, you know, really taking the house and bringing it and turning it into what we know as Chatsworth. What I found always so fascinating by her is that, you know, she was as comfortable being photographed by Cecil Beaton in Couture as she was, you know, living on a functioning farm and feeding her chickens, which she was so passionate about. And she knew everyone on the estate.
I can see lovely photographs of Debo and swatches of fabric, and of course the collection that you have designed inspired by her. How do you make Debo's clothing contemporary for your modern customer?
Like every collection, it almost goes through a kind of filtration process, and you're really looking at like the spirit of something.
Was there a wow moment thinking, this is something that she wore and I've got to create it in my own vision?
You know, there really was. There was one particular dress that you can see is the yellow gown, and it's a very formal gown. It's from the early 50s, and it came in two parts. So it's quite a rigid silk yellow gown, full length, waisted. But what was very interesting about it was the inside of it. It had a removable underpinning with a kind of a tulle bodice with exposed darting, and then two tiers of tulle to hold out the shape. And, you know, seeing this undergarment that had obviously was something that was literally very close to her, but also kind of informed the silhouette of the outer layer, I found so fascinating. Whenever I see something that's old, the first thing I want to do is to really turn it inside out to understand how it's made. And that construction, how something's cut, the shaping of it, how they achieve the shape of it, is really amazing. It's so inspiring. She also had a great passion for Elvis. So she loved Elvis, and that led us to looking at how, you know, Elvis's kind of outfits and jumpsuits that he wore when he was performing in Vegas, and looking at the embroideries that were on his outfits, and then juxtaposing them on a kind of 1950s silhouette that was inspired by the underpinnings that were underneath Debo's garments. So, you know, that kind of rub led us down kind of an interesting kind of rabbit hole.
I was lucky enough to go to your catwalk show that was showing this collection, and one of my favourite outfits was this, almost say like a duster coat, which looked like an eiderdown, like the most, yes, the world's most beautiful eiderdown. and I mean that in a very complimentary way, because I'm an eiderdown fan. And I wondered, was that inspiration from Chatsworth, or was it from the Duchess of Devonshire? Oh yes, it is. There's a picture of it at the very top. I'm looking at your mood board.
Look One was actually a collaboration that we did with Barbara, a very amazing established English outfitter, and very famous for making these beautiful waxed coats that are incredibly functional. And I came across this amazing image of Debo tending to a flock of cows in a field in her wax coat. I found that image of Debo, and then we were also looking at a sketch of an opera coat that she had once worn, and it had this wonderful kind of swingy volume. So I thought, how amazing would it be to kind of recut the kind of the raincoat like an opera coat, so kind of dipping the collar down in the back and having this wonderful kind of swaggy volume to it. And then the original quilted lining of the coat is lined in repurposed textiles from Chatsworth that Debo had, again, in her bedroom. And so we quilted it and used it as a liner. It felt kind of quite glamorous, actually, as Look One, kind of coming off the shoulders of the model. And, you know, she's kind of wearing it like it is an opera coat, but it is this, like, you know, it's a waxed cotton coat that's a completely functional, amazing piece of outerwear. It's funny, it's always like the big question when you're putting a fashion show together, what is Look One? Because in a way, it's the first line of your novel, it's the first scene in a movie, it's your introduction to the collection. It's the, in a way, it's the most important outfit, and also the finale outfit is equally as important, the last 5 minutes of a movie, the last page of a book. So I felt like, you know, that idea of the kind of opera coat morphed with this waxed functional coat summarized in a way what I was trying to say with the collection, and the idea of kind of playing with this kind of contradiction, as it were.
It's this collection that forms the basis of a new exhibition at Chatsworth House, the magnificent stately home of the late Dowager Duchess. This is where I meet Erdem again, this time in his role as co-curator of Imaginary Conversations, which he's installing along with head of textiles, Susie Stoker. The title is inspired by the imagined dialogue between Erdem and Debo. Being in these huge hallways with their ornate tapestry feels like a really long way from Erdem's studio in a fabric factory in London's Whitechapel. I walk up back stairs, I take lifts, and I walk through many doors before I finally find Erdem in a room at the top of the house, full of archival treasures. We're sitting in this wonderful attic room at the top of the house, and we're surrounded by archive boxes and clothes. What did you learn from rummaging around in the archive?
First of all, we're surrounded by so many different objects here. One of my favourite objects is just over here, which is a pink dress that was... It's a gown, and actually what's interesting about it is it doesn't have a label. And talking to Susie about where it came from, apparently it was a dress that was made by a local woman in the village, mimicking a kind of Parisian couture dress in the 1950s. And I love the idea that this dress was just made locally. I thought there was something so amazing about it. And next to it over here, you can see the kind of the quilted kind of waxed cotton vests that she would have worn while she was tending to her chickens or, you know, visiting local farmers, etc. It was really an amazing thing to be able to access the archive and to do research here at Chatsworth and to work with Susie. In a way, it was never a kind of a literal interpretation of who she was, but rather an idea of who she might be, and it kind of almost went through a lens. In terms of her making the decision of what would be displayed, the majority of the runway collection that I showed during London Fashion Week is on display in the exhibit. You know, there's something very ephemeral about a show. You have it, and then it's done. You know, in 8 minutes, literally, the show is finished. So to have the show recreated, but also shown in the context and the place where it all began is... is really amazing.
Well, I think we should go and have a look. Do a little walk through. Where is everyone? Oh, I think... Oh, hello.
Hello.
Where you get lost. The bowels of Chatsworth, yes.
Hi, Susie. We're going to the exhibit now.
Okay.
Love your trainers.
Oh, thank you. So these are my new trainers. And so... You haven't heard Belinda's rule. Every time someone pays you a compliment, you take £5 off the cost of the garment.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
So I've got some outfits that were free.
Wow.
Yeah. Sadly, not literally, but... So, Susie, how long have you been working on this exhibition for?
Oh, so... Adam came up a few years ago and started looking at the collection, but I think the exhibition as a reality, we've had about 6 months. We haven't had very long. But, yeah, the research started a few years ago. So.
Yeah.
And we're still slightly a building site, so we've got a week to go. So I'll take you into the first room so that it makes sense. So there are ladders and people at work. And this first room of the exhibition is very much about gathering information. So we have Adam's mood boards on the wall. We are going to have pieces of Deborah's, a real mixture and a contrast. So we're pulling together all that information that Adam and his team first saw when they came here. So it's digging into the collection, and it's right across the Devonshire collection. So it's textiles, it's archives, it's decorative arts, it's paintings, it's photography. It's a real kind of overload of information, which is what Adam was faced with, frankly, when he started opening our cupboards and going, wow, what is all of this?
We move into a space dominated by a recreation of Erdem's cutting room from his London studio. It's full of sketchbooks, toiles and miniature dresses.
Come in. So you're getting... You can see here was the idea of recreating a pattern cutting table, much like you saw when you came to our studio. We really loved the idea of recreating the process of how a collection is made as much... as we wanted to make a very clear connection between both Debo, the house, and the collection.
When I first spoke to you, you were in your cutting room in your office, and you've done this wonderful recreation, and we're looking at these rail of textiles hanging up on coat hangers, and also this box of dresses created in paper. Tell me about these little mini dresses.
So the little paper maquettes are what we create in the studio, and they help us understand an embroidery layout. They understand print placement, so we can obviously we scale it right down, but it just allows us to really examine and look at the proportions of the artwork on the dress or the garment before it gets made up.
And we are going through to another room.
Here we have
We're in a bedroom, aren't we?
We are in a bedroom, again surrounded by extraordinary hand-painted walls. And you can see here a canopy bed. And next to it is a pair of Dowager Duchess's shoes, which features Elvis. It's a pair of Elvis slippers, which I found so amazing that she would wear these shoes with Elvis's face on them. And just behind the bed, you can see here an outfit from the show that features what I kind of dubbed as my Elvis jacket. It's a fringed motorcycle jacket, very much inspired by Elvis. It features embroidery. And I thought that maybe showing that with a very starched white shirt as Debo wore, and that's worn with an embroidered pencil skirt in organza.
Next to the Elvis slippers is a skirt that Erdem desperately wants to show me.
Oh, shall I talk through my chicken-pecked skirt?
Yes, please.
Textiles has always been a really important aspect of my work, like, for example, this tweed suit, which is a very cinched tweed jacket. which has this kind of wonderful peplum and kind of volume to the hip, and goes into a narrow pencil skirt. And we thought of kind of deconstructing the skirt, like it's almost being pecked away by the chickens that she would feed. So the idea that, you know, it's almost a little bit like Hitchcock and the birds, the idea that, you know, this kind of perfect kind of controlled pencil skirt's been completely ravaged. And then you can see the date of the show that's been hand embroidered with a little chintzed rose and with Chatsworth on the bag, which is it's a lovely little clue to the show.
You must feel so thrilled, as you say, the circular journey that you've gone on with the Devonshires is a really, really special thing.
It's a huge compliment, and it's wonderful. It's wonderful to have the collection live on, and also to be able to share the collection with everyone. So it's been an absolute pleasure to collaborate with Susie and with the family.
Schon viel über Kryptowährungen gehört, aber noch keinen richtigen Zugang gefunden? Der Einstieg in Kryptowährungen muss nicht kompliziert sein. Mit Xtrackers ETCs kannst du kostengünstig in die Zukunft investieren. Einfach übers klassische Depot. Auf xtrackers.de findest du viel Wissenswertes zu dieser spannenden Anlageklasse. Nimm deine finanzielle Zukunft selbst in die Hand. Schritt für Schritt mit Xtrackers. Investitionen unterliegen Risiken. Dieser Beitrag ist eine Werbemitteilung der DWS International GmbH, Frankfurt.
I'm Gabriel Gatehouse, and from BBC Radio 4, this is Series 2 of The Coming Storm. There's a divide in American politics between those who think democracy is in peril and those who think it's already been subverted, hollowed out from the inside. As America prepares to elect its next president, we go through the looking glass into a world where nothing is as it seems, and the institutions of the state are a facade. Listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
You're listening to the documentary In the Studio from the BBC World Service, and I'm with the world-renowned fashion designer, Erdem. We've left the grandeur of Chatsworth House behind, and a month later, I'm in his studio in East London. With muses from Duchess Debo to opera singer Maria Callas, he now reveals the person behind the inspiration for his Spring-Summer 2025 collection that he'll be showing for the first time at London Fashion Week.
Often collections can kind of react to the previous one. I almost see like the last three collections, the first one being about Debo, the second one being about Callas, and the third one as like a kind of a trilogy, and the third character being Radcliffe Hall, who is a English writer who was extraordinary and who was really, I would say, lived very progressively in the early 20th century. She identified herself as John, and she although her pen name was Radcliffe Hall, and she, of course, is most known for writing The Well of Loneliness, which is probably one of the most important queer pieces of literature. And it was banned in the United Kingdom when it was first published in towards the end of the 1920s. She really, truly dressed as a man, but also there's these kind of like slight nuances, you know, they're kind of a very, you know, an oversized, very masculine tailored jacket, but kind of with a skirt. But most of the time she spent dressed as a man. And there was something about this element of masculinity that felt kind of quite interesting, particularly after Debo and Callas. So in a way, you're often kind of reacting to yourself. So I've been spending a lot of time on Savile Row, where we're developing these suits that are kind of a man's suit for a woman, but for a man. It's got this idea of kind of gender and creating something that feels very, very kind of masculine.
How do you design a suit for a woman that's based on a man's suit, if that makes sense?
Well, it's an interesting process. So working with some amazing tailors, and it's really in looking at how the jackets cut. And we're really studying quite closely how she used to wear her suits, which are kind of quite skimming and kind of quite slightly oversized. But the thing about that kind of Savile Row tailored, nipped, clean cut is very, very important. You can see some of our fitting photos of what we just fitted last week, and then you can see a kind of pattern laid over what will be the lining of the jackets, which we've actually kind of printed sections of the text with the sections that have been taken out by kind of blocked out because of obscenity laws, and we thought that was kind of an amazing way to line a piece of clothing, that it kind of forensically has something that's really connected to the muse.
I love the fact that you are basing this collection on a banned text and you're questioning why it was banned. How are you going to convey that?
I think to me it's this idea of masculinity and femininity, and it's the kind of the idea of exploring that, particularly for the last two collections, there's definitely been a kind of this idea of femininity, whether it was Debo, and you think about that look one with the barber that's cut like an opera coat.
Do you have look number one for this new collection yet?
I definitely do not. So it's definitely a kind of a work in progress, which is why it's so nice to have you in the studio today. The actual clothes that will be in the show are in the process of being made or have yet to be made. So we're kind of at that stage of the process.
What made you choose Radcliffe Hall?
Well, I was always interested in her. I've always been interested in particularly queer history. And I found an amazing book about the trial of Radcliffe Hall, and it was there that the kind of seed was planted, and I held onto that book. And then, of course, I found The Well of Loneliness, the book in question, started reading that.
How do you drill down on the sort of details?
I often spend time by myself trying to figure out where we're going to go. And then there's usually a moment where I present her, they, them, the scenario of what's going to happen next. And it's literally kind of like explaining, sometimes like a story or a film, and explaining what that character is and who I think they are. And, you know, once you share that and give that, then things become very interesting, because then it's like, okay, well, where do we go with Radcliffe? You know, what aspects of their life do we examine? And people do their own independent research, and then we come back together, and it builds from there. There's that moment, I find, just right before a show begins, where you have every model in every final outfit, and, you know, it's really the one time the collection just lives together as one thing, and it's that moment before you kind of share it with the world that I kind of really love.
Do you get nervous?
I do get very nervous, yes. You know, it's this moment where you're showing everything that you've been working on for 6 months to a very big public.
Do you thrive under pressure? You've been doing this for nearly 20 years, so you are practiced at this, but how is the pressure of creating these collections every year?
In my mind, it's like making like almost like a little film, and I think by being able to focus on the muse or the character, that allows a kind of an ability to switch, because the characters are so different and they have to be quite different.
It's been lovely being back here. Thank you so much for sharing your studio process. I can't wait to see the next collection.
Belinda, it's been so wonderful to have you in the studio and to spend time with you in Chatsworth, and also so wonderful to kind of show you a little bit of our world here. So thank you so much.
You've been listening to the documentary In the Studio from the BBC World Service with the fashion designer Erdem. The programme was presented and produced by me, Belinda Naylor, and the executive producer was Andrea Kidd.
Schon viel über Kryptowährungen gehört, aber noch keinen richtigen Zugang gefunden? Der Einstieg in Kryptowährungen muss nicht kompliziert sein. Mit Xtrackers ETCs kannst du kostengünstig in die Zukunft investieren. Einfach übers klassische Depot. Auf xtrackers.de findest du viel Wissenswertes zu dieser spannenden Anlageklasse. Nimm deine finanzielle Zukunft selbst in die Hand. Schritt für Schritt mit Xtrackers. Investitionen unterliegen Risiken. Dieser Beitrag ist eine Werbemitteilung der DWS International GmbH, Frankfurt.
I'm Gabriel Gatehouse, and from BBC Radio 4, this is Series 2 of The Coming Storm. There's a divide in American politics between those who think democracy is in peril and those who think it's already been subverted, hollowed out from the inside. As America prepares to elect its next president, we go through the looking glass into a world where nothing is as it seems, and the institutions of the state are a facade. Listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.